League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Shaken and Disturbed.
Yeah.
I want to say
it's really NMR, though, but that's fine.
Yeah, no, sorry. It's NMR. That's true. It's John, your mom, and Darren, your dad.
Yep.
Hey, everybody.
Obviously.
I want to say every time I'm editing the show back, I hear myself intro the show and it's the same every week. And I'm like,
you need to do what I do, which is like sing or just like flail your hands about.
Do something different.
Yeah. Do something a little different.
Well, my intro is usually this. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. And I'm like, okay, is everyone tired of this every single week?
And I go, howdy.
Yeah, you're always doing
that. I don't really have anything else to say.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You know,
I appreciate your variations. Well, hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode. Welcome to another public episode. I think it might have been a minute since our last public NMR. Let me just take a look.
September
19th. September 19th. Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. So we needed a little public NMR. I feel like we have lots to talk about. We talked a lot about on our Patreons, but we do have a lot to get to today. We just want to say we covered the Menendez doc. Now it's officially out on Netflix. We highly recommend everyone see it. It's literally called The Menendez Brothers. Separate from Monsters, which is a scripted series that Ryan Murphy did, which I have yet to see. John, you have not watched that yet either, right?
No, it's like I said, it's like 49,000 episodes. They're an hour a piece. Give me a ChatGPT version. You know what I mean?
Yes, exactly. Well, we got a lot of comments and a lot of responses to our Menendez episode. So we just wanted to say, like, we appreciate all of the opinions, of which we got a splattering of different types of opinions.
Interesting word choice there, splattering. Yeah,
sorry.
We will be talking about the reaction to that on Sunday's episode. So tune in for that. We have a little bit of a segment right at the top of the show to just, you know, respond to some of what you guys thought about.
Yeah, and I read a bunch of articles about like the Ryan Murphy of it all. And the truth of the matter is like, yes, like, you know, I'm like kind of two minds of this. It's like, I don't really care about watching a scripted show of an actual story because I would rather watch the doc. And then on the other hand of it, it's like, well, you shouldn't watch a scripted show based, it's just for pure entertainment. You shouldn't necessarily watch it for facts. And well, so people who are like, oh, well, he's getting this wrong. I'm like, it's to entertain. It's not to actually tell the story. It's supposed to like use a little bit of creative license. So like, don't take the scripted show as fact. Do you know what I mean?
Well, this is, I think I mentioned this, I don't know if it was on like a Patreon NMR or a recent episode, but I was saying like the role that media plays in the 90s is different than how it plays now. Now we have scripted television shows on worldwide streaming services that are not positioning themselves as biopics by any means, but people I think do subconsciously even interpret these shows that, especially that Ryan Murphy's making, think Dahmer, as if they are,
which was great.
Was a
I
great
love
entertaining
Dahmer.
Show,
right?
But was, you know, they're interpreting them as if they are biopics that are like factual in nature, and it's like you got to make
and social
sure
media's
to
like
know
up in arms.
Yeah,
well, right, and like they're up in arms. And to be fair, like maybe the Ryan Murphy thing also sparked a lot of people just talking about Menendez, which is great. And so people are now talking about how the boys should be free or not, or but having a strong opinion about it. But in truth, as you and I saw really on that documentary, like we kind of credit the younger generation for trying to just understand mental health a little bit better. And also,
for sure,
when I say appreciating, I should say more acknowledging the fact that boys and rich boys can get molested as well, even by their own family members or people of the clergy or people that you trust. It happens. It doesn't happen often, but it does happen to every type of person. I don't think it's discriminatory or type of gender. So I credit the younger generation for this. But yeah, Ryan Murphy, even though I don't care much about seeing the scripted show, I mean, as long as they're getting press about this, I feel like that's good. But yeah, just as a warning, don't take what he's saying as fact, because like, he's not there. He's not using their interviews. They didn't even know he was fucking making the goddamn show.
And not for nothing, Ryan Murphy, of all people, is extremely successful as a showrunner in terms of creating interesting, entertaining television. So, you know, Lyle and Eric have said that they are not happy with their characterizations in that show. And if you are of the mindset that you think that Lyle and Eric deserve to be released after everything that has happened to them, then you're probably going to want to look at the show in a different way as well. I saw a take too recently from a YouTuber that I like, who mentioned that, you know, there's this swell of empathy, I guess you could say, for Lyle and Eric. And there's this, we saw the California DA is going to review the sentencing. So that's a new development since we actually released the episode.
And to your point, that's what it's about. It's about the sentencing. We're not questioning their guilt. They killed their parents. Like, it's their sentencing. Yes.
100%.
Yeah.
But the YouTuber was making a point, like, there's all this swell of positive, momentous energy for the Menendez brothers. And then the documentary came out. And this person who hadn't seen the documentary yet was like, let's not shake the boat. Like, you know, the formula is working for you at the moment, but is it going to stay the same after the documentary? So we'll have to see how that plays out over the coming weeks. But yeah, lots of interesting conversation around the Menendez brothers, whether you agree or disagree that they should be released at this point. It's
a topic worth discussing. Yeah. It's not a closed-ended thing. And I think, you know, there's sort of an argument to be made either way, but I want people to consider, after 35 years in prison, they've spent more of their lives in prison than they spent out of prison. They seem to be model citizens, not model prisoners. They have rehabilitated, talking about child abuse for other people, and have helped. If prison isn't for that, to rehabilitate, to come back into the public, I don't know what it's for then. I encourage everyone to also think about what they were like as prisoners, and to think that they have suffered for 35 years. But there, yes, they did kill their parents. So obviously they're, you know, it's a complicated thing. Yep. But John, it's spooky season.
It is. It's officially October. I think we recorded last week's episode in October, but this is our first public NMR in October. So
I went to a haunted house one time in Paris, but it wasn't around Halloween. I went to the first, like, this is a very famous thing, went with Rot, the worst person in the world. Worst fan
ever.
I
like her personally, but
she's fine. She could do better in just certain areas of her life. And she was like, she got tickets to the Queen Mary, which is down, which is down in Long Beach. And it's on the Queen Mary.
I know
and
exactly where it is.
And part of it is off. I want to say there was like, five mazes that you could go in, and three of them were on the ship.
So just
and they were
clear,
in like the hull
say,
of the
for
ship.
For the listeners, it's a Queen Mary's a ship that's docked in Long Beach. You can go on as a tourist.
Correct.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Correct. You can go on Long Beach. You can actually stay on it for as a hotel. So like there's a number of different attractions on it. I had never been. So like truly did not know what to expect. Yeah. I had the best time ever. I'm going to the Universal Halloween Horror Nights in 10 days, 8 days, 11 days, whatever.
Excuse me. Am I not going? I said I wanted to go when you go to this.
Who are you again? Saying. And I just had the best time. And like, all I kept thinking was like, what do these actors get paid? Like, that's all I kept thinking. Cause I was like, how fun would this be as like a month long gig? I was like, could I do this?
For a living. Yeah.
And it's like, you know, a horror county fair is how I would describe it where you like go in line for mazes. And obviously we got like a fast pass. Otherwise you're just waiting in line for so long. And like, it's not even really scary cause there's so many people there. Yeah. It's more startling and jumpy, but they had this one house and it was called Big Top. And so it was like circusy clown scary.
Oh, God.
And they had some people just like, you know, hiding around corners. And obviously they look terrifying, but they like had one of these like honking horns. And it was just, and it was like a kazoo sound. It was like beep. And it was just so scary, but it was the most innocuous sound that Rot and I kept laughing because we were like, it's like a child's laughter. It's so pure, but it's terrifying.
Oh, my God.
And so the whole night we just kept like boop to each other, like beep. And it's so scary. I had the best time.
That's good. That's
walking
lovely.
Around. It was so fun. They had like obviously hired kids and they gave them like I can only describe it as sort of tap shoes. And when they'd walk, they'd like drag it against the concrete. So it sounded really scary and really ominous.
Ew.
It was just so well done.
Yeah,
there were
yeah.
so many people, but it wasn't crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah. I had the best time and I
That's
loved it.
Great.
And I'll report back for Halloween Horror. But if you're in LA or visiting, go to the Queen Mary Halloween yeah. Horror because it's great.
Yeah, another YouTuber that I like lives in Long Beach, and I've heard about this. So,
oh, okay. So there you go. Yeah.
By the way, is he a Pokemon Go YouTuber? Who's to say? Well, let's move on from that. But let me ask you this.
Yeah, only I would know that.
Let me ask you this. Two quick things. Who are you going to Halloween Horror Nights Universal with? Let me guess. Darren Goldberg.
No, same boring, stupid person, Aaron Rotten
Aaron,
in my life. Yeah, she's the worst.
I literally would fly out just to go with you because I think we would have so much fun.
Oh my
together.
God, we had have so much fun yeah. together. It truly so, is.
Yeah.
I'm sorry you'd have to go with Rot. Like maybe we can, maybe yeah, I'll just give up her ticket. We'll just take her wife and I'll take you and say, Rot,
so your
time is done now.
Yeah.
It's past. So yeah. So
we'll work on that. Let me ask you this too.
I'm very
it's interesting
excited.
Because I've noticed a regional term that you use for these things because I come from Western Maryland, you know, and we always called them haunted houses, even if they are pathways, but you've called them mazes, right?
Okay. Let me say, I only am calling them mazes because that's what was described to me. I would have no idea. I would have said houses, but when I got there, we got there late because we went with my friend Matt and I had to do a carpet in Beverly Hills. So he picked me up and we drove down there together for an event. And we had both of us, grew up in LA. We have no idea what to expect. And then Rot was like, we've been waiting to go in the mazes with you guys, but they're not, it's not a maze really.
It's not
where
a puzzle, right?
You're following a path and you know exactly where to go. It's not a puzzle or like how to get out, but she called it that. So if it's wrong, it's probably just because Rot said it.
I'm not saying it's right or wrong. It's just I've heard people refer to these things as mazes before. Where I come from, like there's so many farms where I come from. So like people would literally cut out mazes in cornfields and you would go and participate in an actual like maze, like think of like The Shining with like the maze
exactly.
that happens outside. And so you would
that
have to
scary.
Kind of find your, yeah. And it is a little spooky because then there are things that pop out at you. But like, I think what you're describing at the Queen Mary and at Universal, those are,
it's definitely
like indoor.
Regimented. Yeah. And like some of the houses were outdoor, but there weren't really, because there were so many people. Like there's a little space in between people, but like you're not alone.
Yeah, yeah.
You're never alone. You're never.
You
kind of
just
doing
get guided
kinda
through these little mini rooms. Let me tell you something. I went to Universal Horror Nights 2 years ago. I'm sure I talked about it on this episode on this podcast with my sister. Oh wait, who was I with? Was it my sister? I'm forgetting who I was with this time, but. Yeah, it was my sister. I'm just remembering, and my nephew. But, you know, they have all these like different themed. Like one is Halloween Town. One year they had Stranger Things, which was so fun. I love to go through that when you know me. The last one I went to, they had all these like fun, spooky, thematic ones. Maybe think like Dracula or other. I'm just forgetting the other ones, but they're all spooky. But then there was one that was themed for, are you ready for this? The Weeknd. As in the artist,
like the artist,
the R&B artist, The Weeknd. So you would go through this, almost said maze, but this like,
was that when he had his like house. Bandaged face?
Yeah. And like,
okay, so maybe that was it.
That was part of it, but it was like, you'd like turn the corner and there would be like a dummy that looked like The Weeknd getting like electrocuted and like steam coming out of his ears. And my sister and I just at the end of it, we were like, why him?
What?
Like, what's happening here?
Honestly, I like him as an artist, but when
me
I watched
too,
The Idol on Max, which came out maybe a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, I think it was out before I moved to LA. It was so bad. And I can't
I
see him as
is.
Anything else.
Yeah.
It was a scripted show with Johnny Depp's daughter, Rose Depp. I'm forgetting her name. Yeah, Rose Depp, but she goes by a middle name.
Oh,
it's like
sorry. Okay.
Lily Rose Depp or something like that, I think it is. I'm completely blanking on it, but basically
Lily
she's
Rose
like
Depp. Yeah, that's
Lily
correct.
Rose Depp. Okay, so she's like a kind of a pop star coming up and he and The Weeknd kind of takes her under his wing and makes her this pop star, but is like part of this cult. And Troye Sivan is in it. And it's just, it was so bad.
Where'd you say
no, it was on Max. And it was super dark and super scary. Like in terms of it being so bad and so dark and just so
that sounds like it was connected. I was wondering if there was some kind of like business deal where they're like, okay, we're gonna give you the idol and we're gonna give you a haunted house at Universal Horror Nights.
I mean, that seems odd unless he was like coming out with an album. Like, why him? Like, I Marilyn Manson makes sense, but like The Weeknd, like, not that scary.
By the way, you just took a really deep yawn, sorry if this is boring for you.
To continue, who are you? Where am I?
But to continue on the Halloween thing, you know, you just mentioned you're wondering how much these actors get paid to scare people all month.
Yeah.
Well, Darren, I'm happy to report I went to my first Halloween party.
Oh.
That's right. Over the weekend, my friends Brittany and Elena had their annual Halloween party. It's kind of a classic legendary thing. What'd you dress up as? So I'm excited to share. No. I am excited to share that I haven't shared this on any social media yet because I wanted to save it for the show. Which, by the way, tells you how much I love you guys listening. You know, if I'm like holding back my own social media. Anyway, I ordered the costume on Amazon. I ordered the prop that I needed for it. And I went to the party as a bush. Have you seen the YouTube or have you seen the TikToks and Instagrams of the people who dress as a bush, crouch down into a giant-sized planter on like a busy walkway, and as people walk by, jump up and scare the living daylights out of people by any chance? Have you seen those?
No.
Okay. I am obsessed with them to the point that—
You gotta send me some.
I will. Each and every time one shows up on my TikTok feed, I stop and watch it, and I die laughing each and every time. And so I asked my friends, Brittany and Elena, who are hosting the party, I was like, should I be this bush person and like be at the entrance way as people are coming in it was an outdoor party. So like they had a lot of like really beautiful plants and shrubberies. And I was like, I will just blend in. And then as they walk by, I will just like spook them and scare them. And they're like, 1000% you are doing that.
Yeah.
So I ordered it. I put the suit on. I took a picture. I'll post it on Patreon and in our Facebook group. But let me tell
you. This photo.
Let me tell you. I crouched down into the $20 planter that I bought at Lowe's. And I look exactly like a bush. No questions asked. And so the day of the party, the party comes. Everyone is dying. Like two or three people were there before I got there. But they're like, oh my God, everyone's going to be scared. There was still a little bit of daylight, you know, in the first couple hours before it started. So like as people were coming, we were going to be able to see them. So I did film 5 people coming in and me scaring the
amazing
shit out of them.
I'm waiting.
Some of these people I'll send them to you, but some of these people I don't know. And then I felt bad. It's like I would pop out and scare them and they would scream and I'd be like, boo. And then I'd be like, are you okay? I'm so sorry. Hi, my name is John. We've never met before.
You could not work at the Queen Mary,
friend. No, I couldn't because I'd be
worried. Are you okay? Sorry.
Sorry. Do you talk about this? Is there any kind of thing going on internally? Like, yeah, I am that type of person. But it was really fun.
Excellent.
And like it was a very like lightweight costume. Like it was this mesh overlay that you just kind of zip up on top of your clothes. And it was like such an easy, fun costume.
So cool.
And we had a little contest at the end of the night with 5 categories. I won scariest because I was spooking everybody.
I mean, the fact that you went as a bush, which I take credit for because I went as a tree that one year.
That's right. I was very
so technically.
As a 7-year-old, Darren went as a like, bag of leaves.
So one would say.
Oh, and also
that
in our
prolific.
Live stream. Our live
That's
stream,
right.
you were. Yeah.
So, John, I mean, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. And so I appreciate that. And thank you for paying an homage to me.
Yeah.
And like whatever you got for that like award, I will take in the mail. You have my mailing address and I will have it.
It was a really delicious caramel candy apple.
Oh, so you ate it already.
And I ate it. Anyways, lots of fun. Halloween. Speaking, by the way, of live stream, we are planning something for later this month. We have to figure out, Darren, I have some updates to share with you after the show today about that. But we don't have any details right now, but look for a live stream. We, you know, we do this every year. We couldn't do it this year. So
have to.
More stuff coming. Darren, let's get through the rest of this agenda today.
Yes, I had a busy week. Tomorrow, I'm actually going to this Tesla event.
Yeah, what's this? Oh, is this the robot thing that I got an email
this is
about?
The robo-taxi event that you can subscribe to live stream, but that's in LA, and I got invited to go to the event because one of our friends actually works at Tesla.
Oh, yeah, you said
I'm really excited about, Elon Musk aside, I'm a Tesla fan, and I'm excited about the robo-taxi thing. I mean, this could save a lot of people. This would save a lot of car payments for a lot
of people.
Tell
people that might not know what that is exactly.
So the robo-taxi idea with Musk's Tesla, he doesn't consider it a car company. It's pretty much an AI company, and that's what he considers it. And the robo-taxi idea is like for people who bought their Teslas, like not me because I lease mine, but people who bought their Teslas, they can sell back their Tesla to Tesla and use it or use their own Tesla as like a robo-taxi. So when John's not using his car, in theory, he could allow it to go out on this robo-taxi network once it's all set up, and someone couldn't essentially, the car would go full self-drive, go pick me up, take me to a concert, and then drive back to John's. And John could just sit and sort of make money with his own car by having this service. And, he's obviously going full autonomy here. It obviously seems very new and very fresh. So I think a lot of people are very hesitant, but I think within 20 years, we're going to be like, remember when we used to drive? Like, remember when we used to do that? Like, just the quickness of all of this, I could just see it. And so, listen, this is sort of cutting edge technology, and I'm excited to go see it, and I will report back. I go tomorrow, so I'll report back probably next week when we record.
If I can subscribe, I'll watch that. I'm all for this. I'm all about the auto robo driving situation.
Why not? Yeah, why not?
And frankly, where I work, there's a lot of conversation about this happening. Carnegie Mellon University is a leader in robotics and AI.
It's the future. It's the future.
It is. The thing that I'm worried about now, though, is like I had full self-driving for that free month or whatever that they did a couple months ago. And like, and this might just be a Pittsburgh thing. Let me be very clear. The roads in Pittsburgh are like nothing you've ever seen. I mean, this place, it feels. Talking about mazes, the roads here do not make any fucking sense. So I'm worried about how that kind of stuff is going to happen here because my full self-driving on not back roads, but city roads, I guess you could say, was struggling. But I'm excited to see what happens. And I'm not a huge Elon Musk fan, but I do love the innovation and the stuff that's coming out.
Yeah, I mean, say what you will, like just Tesla alone like has changed. It's helping the environment and changing, just made EVs cool and made them popular and made them great. And they're great cars, something that Prius wasn't going to do. So I'm not there to talk about Elon. I'm sort of there for Tesla, and I'm an investor in Tesla, and I like Tesla. So big fan of that. And I'm very excited. And John, I saw two, I'm sorry, I'm taking over this entire NMR.
No,
I'm
fine.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
It's selfish.
No, come
on. Fucking Erin Rott. Just easy to blame her. I went to two amazing things this week outside of Queen Mary. Went to Casey Musgraves on Thursday.
Oh, just casually went to Casey
Musgraves. Was on the floor. First concert I ever took Nadine to.
Was and Casey like, Musgraves?
Yeah, because we go to a lot of concerts, but like she's more of the concert person. I've liked a lot of the concerts, but she's like, nope, we're going to this. Like she is so on it and I'm not really on it. Like I'll go see pop stars, but like I don't.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
And we just had the best time. She was awesome. It was all women and gay men. It was just, and she kept talking about like the homosexuals and it was, Casey's awesome. You know, she likes smokes weed and
yes.
I just love her. And she's like exactly my age. You know, she was born in 88.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
She was awesome. It was such a good show.
She
if you get to see this tour.
Since 88, you know, which
haven't
is a famous
been
lyric.
Early since 88.
Oh, Casey Musgraves is here, guys.
Oh, there we go.
Casey,
there it is.
Welcome to the show.
Hit the tone. Hit it.
Oh, hit the tone. Interesting.
Take it from the top, guys. Guys, take it from the top. Dan, your
guys,
wife is here.
Throwback.
Oh.
Should we tell people about my dream?
Tell people about your dream. Wait, no.
To continue.
As I end this, tell people about the dream because this will lead into my final story. But if you get to see Deeper Well Tour, which is her new album, and you have any sort of affinity for Casey Musgraves, great hour and a half show. She had two opening acts that I love, Father John Misty.
Oh, wow. I love Father John Misty.
Yeah, he opened for her. And then Nickel Creek, which is actually a throwback. Oh, I love
Nickel Creek. What?
Throwback. I knew them from 2000. And they came on and covered SZA's song Kill Bill with her. And it was so good. And you need to YouTube their duet. Fucking well, like God. Their combination duet, because it's obviously more than two of them.
Yeah.
It's so good and so amazing. And Casey's fucking awesome. And I just fucking love Casey Musgraves.
I'm going. Let me tell you something.
You've got to go.
She's going to be in Pittsburgh on November 10th. And I forgot until you mentioned this. Well, I had seen her at Radio City in 2019, right after she won Best Album CMA. At the Grammys.
Oh, at the Grammys. Yeah.
Yeah, at the Grammys.
She killed it with her last album, Golden Hour.
Golden Hour is like, oh my God. So I listened to that literally nonstop all of 2018 or 19.
She ends with Rainbow. She starts with Butterfly.
Okay, don't spoil. Don't spoil.
It's amazing.
Okay, quickly, I'll just tell you guys, this maybe should have been saved for Patreon because it's such an exclusive, but I'll just share it with everyone. I had a dream the other day that I walked in. I can't believe I'm going to be telling people this, but here we go.
Here we go.
I had a dream that I walked into an office. It wasn't like my office.
Spoiler alert. You had a sex dream about me, guys.
No, I didn't.
Go ahead, John. Go ahead, John.
That's in Darren's mind. I had a dream. I walked into an office. If you're a Martinis and Murder fan, get ready. If you were one. Because now you don't listen to that show and you listen to us on Shaken and Dessert. But anyway, I'm walking into an office and like it's like my first day of work, it feels like. And it's not my actual office. It's not like an office that I've ever seen. It's just an office for my dream. And down the way, like in the office, like I can see across the like, you know, say it's like 100 feet away, is none other than Matt, the bartender.
The bartender. The former bartender.
Now, not as a reindeer, but as I knew him and know him. And my dream was I recognized him. I made eye contact with him. He made eye contact with me. And we walk towards each other and we give each other a very, 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 like, I don't want to say passionate.
This is where the sex dream comes in, guys.
No, it does sound like that. But we hugged each other, like, really, really hard. And I remember in my dream, like really feeling the hug in a weird way. And he was like, welcome to the office. Like, let me know if you need anything. And then like, that was the dream. But the reason I'm saying, should we tell you guys is because I texted Darren about this the other day. I was like, and I also had another dream about another Matt that is
a separate Matt. And I literally was like, Matt. Stop dreaming about Matts. Like I was like, this weird. Is weird that I also,
if your
know.
Name is Matt, I may dream about you, but yeah, so that's just the update. And it was just an interesting thing because, you know, we
haven't thought about him since 88.
Thought about Matt in a while. Yeah, since 88. But we do wish Matt the best wherever he
we
is.
We do.
Or whatever he's
well, it's funny because, so the last thing, and then we can wrap up because I know we have to record a regular episode. But my other friend, Matt, not either one that you've dreamed
goodness.
About. Not either one you've ever dreamed about. A gay
lots
Matt. Invested in and one of the producers of Reefer Madness, which is a musical based on the, you know, 1930s, like propaganda movie or whenever it came out. And then they did a parody in 99 and I think 2005. And so they revived it and they did it in LA. And I went to their closing night. I missed Jason Alexander by one day, but I was at Horror Nights. But we went and unbeknownst to me prior to this, one of our listeners, I'm not going to say her whole name because I don't know if she's okay with it, but Jessica had been reaching out to me trying to get me to go to this thing. And I could just never go. Like I was constantly busy. So finally, when my friend Matt invited me for closing night, I DM'd her and I was like, by the way, going and she's like, oh my God, like I can't wait to meet you. So I walk in and she just goes, like, I don't see her. Like it's like a big, kind of a bar area. And I'm like walking straight and she goes, Father God. And I just turn around. And
my
I was like,
God.
Oh my God. And so I finally got to meet her. She was so sweet, so amazing.
Aww.
And I'm going to say it because she was just like the first, and I had to like go, we were so busy. She was so busy. So we didn't get a chance to kiki really.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't get a chance to take a picture, but I will next time. But she was like, you have to tell me the real story about Matt.
Oh my God. Why does everyone think we're like hiding things? What did you say to her?
I was like, I'd love to. Like when I thought I was going to see her, you know, but then I ended up being rushed out or whatever. But,
you got rushed out to your red carpet.
I have a life. I have a life.
It
was a great musical. Everyone should see it. It was in a cool, like, boutique kind of theater that they made. It was awesome. And you know who was sitting in the audience seeing the final show?
No, who?
Angelina Jolie.
Was she just, really?
Just sitting in Reefer Madness. And my friend Matt was like, Angelina's here. And then she peed like with the rest of us in the
no, she
like,
fucking did
theater
not.
Bathroom. And I was like, just peeing, urinating oh. next to Angelina Jolie. Just urinating
you were,
here.
You were peeing. You literally were peeing next to her. That's crazy.
Yeah, in the bathroom with Angelina Jolie. Oh
God, what did her and pee I was like, sound like? I'm just kidding. Don't answer.
Everything
that.
About her is beautiful. She's
even
beautiful.
Her pee sound was probably
I'm sure
so
mellifluous, like a waterfall, but gentle. Like
I
rain.
Was say Maleficent, which she played. You're reminding me too. I had a situation. I don't know if I told you guys this, but at the U.S. Open, one of our listeners. I'm digging through my inbox right now. I can't remember who it was. Was at the U.S. Open at the same time I was and was dying to meet me, but my phone died while I was there, and
Jesus,
I wasn't
John.
Able to meet up. Yeah, so
maybe you should spend more of your time on your phone and less time texting Matts.
Matts across the board, like all
Thank
the different
you.
Matts. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. I put in my two cents
All right.
now.
I feel like I'm okay. getting bullied, so I guess it's a good time to end the show. We will see you guys. By the way, really quick tease for next week's episode for Patreon.
The family affair. Let's just call it the family
affair. It's a family
affair
in ways that affect Darren and I, in ways you
and
guys
we can
be
only talk about,
about.
And we can only talk about it on Patreon.
On Patreon. If you want to hear some crazy family drama that's connected to me and Darren, sign up for Patreon.
Two separate stories, but yes.
Two separate stories.
Yes.
That will shock you. Maybe even a third with my...
With oh, one, correct.
You know? Yeah,
correct.
If you guys
correct,
are...
correct.
Anyway, sign up to be a Radish or a Sussy Radish. You can get our NM... Or actually, best friends get it as well. So sign up for it. We have some interesting stuff next week. But we'll be back on our regular full episode this Sunday, which is also a Patreon subscriber suggestion. So tune in Sunday to see and hear who it is.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.